And Nick Karavides is joining us. He's the owner-operator of several McDonald's restaurants, including how many do you guys have in Evanston? Is it one, Nick, or you got a couple in the family?
It's just one in Evanston.
All right. And that one's located where?
1117 West Howard. So it's right on the border of Chicago and Evanston.
Very familiar with it. I grew up in Rogers Park right there. That is a McDonald's that I've been to many, many, many times.
Oh, yeah.
But things have evolved. Let's talk about that for a second, Nick. It seems as if, first of all, McDonald's is some of the best coffee out there suddenly. It really does. And you've got all kinds of new menu offerings and things as you evolve. What can you tell us?
Well, I mean, coffee's huge, and coffee is sort of like, that's the gas that gets people going in the morning. And McDonald's, you know, I have it every morning, so I'm certainly an advocate. As far as some of the new things, so there's you know, we have great breakfast items and stuff, but just recently they launched their pull-apart donuts, and I'm a little bit of a glazed donut sort of, I don't want to use the word snob, but that's my go-to donut. So when McDonald's sort of released this, I was like, all right, you know, let me see. I want to be supportive of my business and my brand, but I like glazed donuts, and I was thoroughly impressed. And so, you know, as of recently, the last few weeks, that's been my sort of go-to every morning.
I got to try it. I have not tried the pull-apart donut, but it's good with the coffee, I would think. You dip it in there.
It's great. It's great. That. And if you want, we'll send some over to you guys.
Well, I wasn't begging, but since you offered, I'm sure it'd be very popular, Nick. Very, very popular. What's fun about your job, doing what you do? What do you love?
The best thing about my job really is, it's tough to prioritize these, but I have to first say my people and my local customers. So, you know, I do have multiple restaurants. Evanston's close to my heart, and I got amazing people. The store manager who runs that restaurant has been a general manager for me for over 15 years, a lot of long-term employees, and just seeing their development and being able to be a part of their development is huge. And then, you know, so it's the people that make the business work. And, of course, the customers. I mean, we get quite a few people that are traveling. Evanston's sort of a destination spot. So you get a lot of people going to see things in Evanston. And, you know, they're your one-time customer. And I'm happy to have them. But, you know, you get a smile on your face when you walk in and you kind of see the people who visit you and they become your regulars. And you just sort of get to know them a bit. And it's great.
And I know you do a lot of community-related partnerships. You sponsor McTeachers Night, where 15% of the sales go to a partner school. There are other kinds of programs and partnerships you do with police districts and other stuff. That's really cool to see, because you're part of the neighborhood when you do that. And, you know, you're showing how much you care about the people around you who come and frequent your restaurant.
Yeah, and those McTeacher Nights are really great things, because it's not just about the McDonald's. I mean, the teachers come in. And sometimes it's the principals and stuff, depending on the school that you're working with. But they get in there and they, you know, they make fries and they make drinks, and it's not just the students. The students come with their parents, and it's sort of a larger gathering for everyone. And it kind of builds that whole community spirit. And, you know, when you first start doing it, you're like, okay, this is great, because I'm going to do it. And I know you said 15%, which typically is what McDonald's contributes back. I contribute back 20% during that time frame when they come. But, you know, when you first do it, it's like a fundraiser for the school or the community center. And then when you're done, you recognize that, you know, the money was great, but it was really about everyone getting together and stuff and that community involvement. And that's sort of far more rewarding.
Well, keep doing what you're doing, Nick. It sounds like a lot of right, and you've been doing it for years as well. McDonald's owner and operator for many years there in Evanston, 1117 West Howard. You know, we're doing naming rights. Who should get the naming rights for the new Bear Stadium? What about the McDonald's pull-apart donut stadium?
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. This is exciting news for Chicago and for our home team. And this naming rights thing that you guys have going is super creative. So congrats on that.
Thanks, Nick. And thanks for calling in and talking about your business and what you're doing. Take care. Nick
Karavides
is there in Evanston, owner-operator McDonald's. Hey, we're under the buzzer here. You got to get them in, 312-981.